And then we went into dinner, and so Big Fatty ushered us into his glittering dining room, which he has fancy china with like little pineapples on it, with matching silverware that have little pineapples. On the handles.
I took a picture. It was nice.
The fanciest thing I've ever seen.
It was nice. I took a picture. It was like, oh my God, Southern
hospitality. Honestly, I did not realize that Big Fatty was that gay.
He didn't.
I had never had the dinner experience before. So we did that. We had din-din.
Which was yummy. I forced it down because I was so full of snacks on the porch.
We continued to booze it up. People were getting messy.
He forced it down. He's one of the few people that had dessert too.
What was dessert?
And you ended up drinking more later too.
I think I did. Yeah.
You
did. To keep it down. I don't know.
You were naughty.
The ice cream. Yeah. He was such a wonderful host. Oh my God.
He was a good host. So then we ended up going to the.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
We had Din Din.
I forced it down.
We ended up going to the.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4009 of the BFO 44 right. The 16th of June, 2023. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day. Big Fatty, that won't take long at all. Well, it was kind of boring. Yes? Packers, Big Fatty, that's vulgar. No, not get out of the gutter. Yes. Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. It's going well. Y'all, you're meat packers today. Y'all, let me just tell you something. Y'all, I'm laying in the love chamber, as one does when I'm listening to Mr. Cackle's latest little show. Y'all, it sounds like the whole thing is recorded by mistake. Y'all, it sounds to me like they talk in the beginning and then it's like Mr. Cackle puts the recorder in his pocket. And Big Fatty, you're just sitting here and you close your move goal. It's true. But it sounds like he's put it in his pocket and forgotten to turn it off. Y'all, it sounds like they're walking through a meat packing plant. And you hear, it goes on for 10 minutes. You hear like forklifts backing up. Beep, 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 beep. And all these people, blah, 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 y'all, and just background noise. So y'all, if you ever need a meat packing sound effect, Big Fatty, are you still talking about Mr. Cackle, right? Yes, a meat packing plant. Let's just go there. Oh, I didn't know that a meat pack. There's a plant called the meat packer. Oh, well. Anyway, y'all, just go listen to Mr. Cackle's latest show. Y'all, it's talk about a train wreck. Happy anniversary. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today, the 16th of June, y'all, it's a very important anniversarium. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, I've only met one of the two individuals in this anniversarium, and y'all, this is their, it's on the marking calendar as their legal anniversarium. Big Fatty, you know, you could have an illegal anniversarium. Well, evidently you can. But y'all, the one that I've met, y'all met him first at the Pride 48 out there in Lost Wages, and then he came to to Nolens. Y'all, he's even been to Charleston and stayed here at the villa. Big fatty. And y'all even went over to the Metropolis Entertainment Complex. Y'all, just one of the sweetest people you'll ever meet. And quite the looker, too. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than Smoking Hot Joe, Joe Zubia. Big Baby, I thought it was Zubia. Well, one of the two. So, y'all, if you see him, wish him and his husband happy anniversarium.
Happy, happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, I got to see y'all today. Today, the 16th of June, y'all. We also have not one, but two, I say two, celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all met both of these people at the Pride 48. In fact, I think that's the only time I've run into them. Both out there in the Lost Wages, and then one at Lost Wages and in Nolens. Y'all, the first, y'all used to do a little show. You know, it was called It's All About Meh. It's All About Meh. And and y'all did something about some kind of, they broke something bad, evidently. And they used to they had a gift shop where they sold broken bad things or something like that. I don't know. But y'all, first time I met him, he was in tears. Big Fatty, I can imagine. He was just overcome with the presence of an international internet celebrity. Big Fatty, okay, we'll go with that. Y'all, I am talking about none other than the one and only Ed Candelabra. Big Fatty, we love Ed Candelabra. Y'all don't hear anything from Ed. Ed Mock. That's Mock with a Q. Y'all, then our second celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, she enters the room and you know she's there. She has just got such an outgoing and delightful personality. Y'all, And y'all, she loves gay crema. She loves the gay crema. Y'all, she just retired this past November the 1st. Y'all, she's going through her first year of retirement, just like that Guru Nudy and Mr. Tim Kumal and probably some others too. But y'all, she is on that little show, the Greetings from Nowhere. Y'all, she's one of the gals over there. Big Fatty, is it Nicole? No, it's not. Is it Christina? It is not. Y'all, it is none other than the one and only Zombie Girl TJ. Big Fatty, we love Zombie Girl TJ, we do. So y'all, if you see Zombie Girl TJ or Ed Candelabra on the Twitty or the Metaspace, wish him a big old piece of cake. it's time for a big fatty to open up that old e-letter bag from folks that sent him messages to Ruined at Big Fatty Online. So let's go to Big Fatty and his e-letter opener. Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, Big Fatty, you found that bumper. You're going to wear it out. Well, maybe so. But y'all, I mentioned yesterday that I'd gotten an e-letter from that gay country boy. That's that Wes, you know, and Big Fatty, not spelled C-U-N-T, is not spelled C-U-N-T. And he wrote and said, hey, Fat. And he says, tonight while looking through old e-letters, I found this one I sent you back in 2011. The things I hoard in my email astound me. And y'all, this was the title of this from February the 1st in 2011 says, coupon guest and number one fan. I'm going to guess that you saved around $725 through 2010. Now, y'all, I have got a list here. Let's just see if my list goes back to 2010 so I can see how much I saved. Yes, I have it. No, I don't either. 2011 is the one, the latest one, the earliest one I have. So I can't verify that. But anyway, he says, being Big Fatty has become something of a joke and a blessing. Big Fatty, you got half of it right. Through the show, you make us regurgitate our Cheerios, scratch our heads in wonderment, and laugh hysterically at things we wouldn't otherwise think about. It seems impossible for one person to be able to fulfill a hole. Big Fatty, he's vulgar. Fulfill a hole in one's life and corrupt them at the same time. But you do. I, for one, wouldn't have it any other way. I could be having the worst day ever, then listen to your show and feel 100% better. It only takes a story of a gentleman caller or a horror event, and I'm rolling in my seat. Sometimes, however, I feel you need a large can of Crisco to pull some of the things you talk about out of your ass. The more Crisco you see, the better. Oh, no, the more Crisco you use, the better. Big Fatty, I was going right. I see some Crisco. Okay, anyway, you could make Betty Crocker blush. Much love to you and move the show forward. Yes, Big Fatty, move the show forward. But, Wes, I'm not surprised that you made a Crisco reference there. Big Fatty! Y'all, by the way, you know, I've got some straight boyfriends. We got Straight Bob down there in the future, and we got Phil, my straight boyfriend. By the way, Phil hadn't had a health update in a while. Maybe you can send Big Fatty an e-letter. I won't necessarily read it, but anyway. But y'all, I'm going to tell you something. My Northeast straight Jenny, Big Fatty. What about not? Well, we don't hear from him anymore. But anyway, my Northeast straight Jenny. Says happy national, you know, because I put the national food holidays in the show notes. The Cricket Hat stole that from me. Anyway, he puts in there yesterday. Thursday, y'all. It was National Strawberry Shortcake, and he writes back and says happy National Strawberry Shortcake Day. Big Fatty. He's absolutely as vulgar as you. Y'all, speaking of daddies, you know, it's Father's Day this weekend, and Big Fatty's happy to be your father. Just let me know. You can wish me a happy Father's Day on Sunday, and I'll be happy to accept your greetings. But y'all, do you have the Raising Cane's where you live? You get a box combo for free when you buy another box combo either Sunday or Monday. You got to be a member of their Cane's Club though. So y'all go get you some free chicken fingers. You know, and they have that good barbecue bread. Durwood loves it. Big Fatty.
happy music to close out the week. It's true. Big Man, I can't believe it's this late in the little show and you're just now telling us about your day. Well, I didn't. Not a whole lot went on. Y'all, on hump day afternoon, y'all, the sports ball game got rained out on Tuesday night. So y'all, there was, what do they call it? The double header. Big Fatty, I believe, the NIP has, some sort of latex instrument that's a double header. Never mind. But anyway, so y'all, I watched the both of the sports ball games. Y'all, it was lovely, just lovely, and had my normal evening. Y'all caught up on one of those God and Ramsey shows, y'all, I was in bed, I was tired, and then I slept like a baby. Got up on Thursday morning. The NIP did not go with me on the morning NIPA walk after I'd read the paper, had my brufkas, did all my puzzles. So I did Fat Acres and the Big Circle, came back, ate a little something, and then got my shower, and y'all, I lay down and took a little NIPA nap. Big Fatty, that's just, that is definitely the life of a retiree. It's true. So y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Freddy. Oh dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Y'all, if your father's around and you got a good relationship with him, just reach out and tell him how much he means to you and thank him for raising you. Y'all, it ain't easy raising chillins. Big Fatty, you can say that again. Y'all, it ain't easy raising chillins. Big Fatty, you can say, never mind. Friday at Fatty's here. You know, Mr. Cackle, speaking of his train wreck of a show, he and the Blind Gods were here, and y'all, would you like to give a preview of tonight?
We had Din Din.
I forced it down.
We ended up going to the...
That's kind of right, except usually people arrive and have the shits first.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.